Hey everybody, welcome to this month's PB&J Pam Bobby Jam Session. We're here with Jenna Schmidt. And this month we thought we would take a little bit of a different approach to our monthly Steepcast and focus on a different aspect of health and wellness, which can be something that brings you self-care that's a little bit different, like baking. And so our friend Jenna here, who is a former student of mine a long time ago, and this is actually Bobby's sister-in-law, although you guys are so tight, you probably just call each other sisters. She actually owns her own company. And oh man, remember Bobby, the last Steepcast we did, I could not say the business right. I kept making a mistake over and over, but this one, I think I'm going
to
nail.
Now is when you just hand it over to Jenna.
Yeah. And go. No. I'm going to get this one. It is, it's
dreams.
No. Dessert by design. No, I said it like 10 times this morning.
Yep, you got it.
The name of your business is?
Dream Desserts by Design.
Yes. That's exactly. I wanted you to shine. I shouldn't shine. Who came up with it, by the way?
You know, it kind of was a family effort, actually. It was like a several month process. And yeah. I kind of actually did one of those website, like, contest things where you put out there what you want to do for your business and then you get a bunch of ideas back. So that was kind of one of the ideas too. So it just kind of, I don't know, it stuck, which as you've noticed, it's hard for people to remember. I get a lot of like dream desserts or desserts by design. So I don't know. Looking back, I should have gone a little shorter, I think.
No, I totally love it. I remember a long time ago, I don't know who I was talking to, but I was like, oh, did she ever think about putting her name in it? Like Dream Desserts by Jenna. Did you think of that too? But then it's like, do you want to use your name or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I kind of wanted the design in there just because I wanted it to sound, you know, custom since everything or a lot of the items I do are custom. So I wanted that kind of in there as well. But well,
you're still in business. So it wasn't
yes.
Like.
Didn't it make, wasn't a total flop. I'm still
no,
here.
no deal breaker on the name.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
Jenna, how long have you had your business?
It has been 7.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. 2013.
And what people need to realize, sorry, but you're really young. You're still in your 20s. What are you, 27?
27, almost 28, yep.
Yeah, and so, I mean, if you had it for 7.5 years, like, that's amazing, you know, to open up your own business and have it successful and thrive this many years, you know, that's great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been quite the journey.
Yeah.
As you know. But yeah, no, it's been
you always know
very lucky.
Like when you were young, you know, we all had like little kitchens and our playrooms and stuff. Like, were you that little one that had like the kitchen and you were baking and serving like your family? And like, was it something that you've always known you wanted to do? Or did it just like hit you when you took a face class at Deerfield High School or what?
It started when I was super young and I would help my mom make like birthday cakes for all my other siblings. And she was kind of to the point where it was like, okay, I'm just going to slap some frosting on and get it done. And I would like want to go back and like smooth it out or add a little of this or add a little of that. So I was more into how it looked. Yeah. And so then I just kind of started getting more and more involved. And then I was doing all of it. Then I was doing the baking and the decorating and it just kind of, it stuck. Oh. So.
Well, and what's another thing that people maybe don't know is that Jenna's one of seven, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You're one of seven. I should know. I've been in the family. And because you were, and the youngest, and I think that this time of year really kind of, I'm glad we're doing this with you right now because in December, this is when a lot of the magic was happening in your guys' kitchen.
Oh yeah.
With all the baking and everybody was like, Jenna, make this, you know, bake this kind of cookie. So she would just start probably in November, I think. Right.
Yeah.
And just bake and bake. But then all the siblings and all their significant others, you know, come over and we would all just be eating all the baked goods and she'd have to bake more and more and more. Now the only drawback of her having her own business is we don't really get as much stuff because you have to order.
Okay. Let me clarify. No.
No, we still get a lot of her goodies, which I love and I always look forward to that. especially this time of year.
I'm just laughing that I think Bobby just went back down to sister-in-law status because she's like, you're one of how many? She didn't even know how many siblings. I mean, I guess.
Well, I was like, no.
Now we know where you rate, Jenna.
Seven all of a sudden sounded like a lot. I was like, wait, is that right? Yeah, it's seven.
I'll let it slide this time.
Yeah.
Well, there's that many of you. That's a lot of cakes that you were making in one year, right? So I guess I can't blame your mom too much for just being like, okay, done. Let's move on to the next one. I mean, that's
exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She had plenty going on. So I kind of slid in there to help out a little bit. But, and I will give her credit. She did used to do like bunny cakes and like fire. She did go all out. So I think I might have gotten a little bit from her too, but.
Oh, were your mom's like the, yours are like the Pinterest successes, and then did your mom's look like those Pinterest fails? I'm just imagining. Or were they like all Pinterest, like great, you know?
There might have been some questionable ones in there, but I think too, she kind of wanted to pass on the duty. So it might have been a little intentional, you know, not as good as it could have been.
Jenna, I know you can do better. You come fix this.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of like, you know, those boxes of animal crackers and you pull them out and you don't know what animal's what. Like, that's what my cake would look like. They'd be like, what? Oh, this is the best sheep ever. I'd be like, well, it's a giraffe and thanks. I hope it's better than it looks.
Right. But what, one thing that made me think of this again, just this time of year and baking and kind of thinking of the self-care type stuff. I mean, you don't always, of course, want to use food for, you know, feeling better or whatever, but we can't deny like baking and creating those memories and watching people enjoy all of your creations in the kitchen. And that really does, I think, fall under self-care to a point, don't you think?
Well, oh, yeah.
You know what else I was just thinking too is one of the things when we talk like with our educators in some of our academies, we'll say, you know, what's something that you've rediscovered during COVID, you know, that's really bringing you, you know, improving your well-being. And so many people are going back to cooking and baking and just enjoying the process of like smelling your herbs and listening to the sounds when you're cutting and gathering people around. And so like, I think this is perfect for that. What do you think, Jenna?
For sure. Yeah. I think that's actually probably one of my favorite things about what I do is the end product. When you make something for a party or for somebody just for themselves, it's seeing their reaction and how excited, and it's like a connection between the two of you, you know, and I'm lucky enough to have a lot of returning customers. So you kind of get to know the person and then you do develop more of a connection and almost a friendship too. So I think it food, you know, it's not just for your body. I think it's for your mind too.
Mm-hmm. And your soul. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm kind of irritated that we didn't ask for like a shipment of something before this.
Yeah. We could be eating it while we're talking. Yeah.
See, I failed again, Bobby.
You know, all of our great ideas always come at the 11th hour and there's an hour time difference and I'm in a different
state right now.
So well, I'll expect a post interview package, right?
There we go. It's on the way.
Perfect. So Bobby, do you want to ask some of the questions that you kind of put together and then I'll just jump in or I'll see if I have any, you know, in between?
Yes, absolutely. Well, let me get to my questions. Well, we talked about how you got started, you know, the kind of idea behind it, but actually, how did you really start the actual business?
So
like where and how it all works and
training or your schooling or
So after high school, I went to school for baking and pastry arts in Colorado, at a university, Johnson and Wales University, which they kind of specialized in the baking and pastry degrees there. So I went to school there and then I came home to do an internship here in Wisconsin and did the internship. And then it was kind of a smaller bakery in town, but very successful. And I just kind of thought after that, like, why not give it a try now? And my parents were kind enough to let me get started in their house and put in a completely commercial kitchen. And I'm licensed by the state and everything is, you know, I have to follow all the protocol for that. But it was really nice because obviously I could cut down on my overhead initially and not have to worry about, you know, paying a huge chunk of rent every month. It was much less, obviously. So I was able to do that. And then I started, you know, just basically word of mouth, Facebook, website, and then started to get involved in wedding shows. And weddings are my main source of business, or my biggest source of business. So basically it's been a lot of word of mouth since then. You know, somebody goes to a wedding, they have your dessert, they come back, they tell a friend. So I've been very lucky with that.
And have you noticed a lot of, how have weddings changed? It seems like not everybody even does a cake anymore. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I rarely get orders for large tiered cakes anymore. Everybody does, you know, it's mini pies or just a dessert buffet. So you have bars and cookies and cupcakes and cheesecake. So it's rarely what it used to be. Even when I first started, it was like cupcakes only. You know, everybody wanted cupcakes, but now cupcakes have kind of gone by the wayside too.
Oh, geez. So. Cupcakes are so 2010. My word.
Right.
And then, I thought I was so cutting edge back then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then, do you find that, so those are some interesting, like how requests have changed over time. Are there a lot more, restrictions with, like food allergies or whatever. So like dairy or gluten-free or even like no sugar, low sugar. I mean, I know you've gotten some interesting requests.
Yeah, I get a lot more requests for gluten-free, dairy-free are the main ones I get requests for. The low sugar, I've done a few things for people with that, but it's mainly the dairy-free, gluten-free. And, a lot of it is primarily for kids too. Nice. People want to find stuff for their kids' birthdays and, you know, they're not familiar with baking themselves. So they, you know, come to me, and I always obviously have to say I'm not a gluten-free facility or a dairy-free facility, because some people need, you know, I need to make sure this is completely 100%.
You can't have gluten in the area.
Like, right.
Like even like nuts, right?
Like, right. Yep.
You know, disclaimer for, you know, you do bake with nuts and stuff.
Right. Yep. I always have to give that disclaimer.
And so. Are you the nut?
I am the nut, the biggest nut of them all.
And are you the big cheese ball, Pam?
Thanks. I thought I was being kind of witty. what like would you recommend if somebody wants to be, you know, kind of fill their soul with some baked goods, and yet they want to be mindful of maybe calories or fat? Like what is kind of something healthy that somebody could bake and not feel like they have to go out and run a half marathon to burn it off?
Well, I've actually been doing a few kind of experiments with a few different gluten-free cookies. I do have one cookie that's a paleo cookie. But really, you can make, like, you can have a chocolate chip cookie, but you can, you know, if you're gluten-free, you can substitute flours. Like, I have a cookie that it has almond flour in it, and it tastes just like chocolate chip cookie. Like, I've never had a recipe that I was like, wow, this is really almost exactly like a traditional chocolate chip cookie. Or, you know, if you're trying to cut down on a little bit of fat, or you want to add, you know, a little bit more fiber, you could take maybe a quarter or a half of your regular flour and substitute it with a whole wheat flour. Or, you know, so you can make adjustments. Or if your recipe has sour cream, use Greek yogurt. Yeah. Or, you know, there's so many different substitutes that you can make, and you really just have to try it. And, you know, it's never going to turn out bad. I mean, you know, a lot of people say I'm bad at baking, but it's like,
if it has chocolate in it, you're pretty safe, right?
Yeah. You know, you really just have to play around, and there's so many substitutions that you can make.
And it's probably like, in the end, if you're trying to cut back on what, you know, whatever, unless you have an intolerance or allergy or something, just moderation. Like, make the cookie the way it's supposed to be made, enjoy it, and have like one or two, and then just be done with it, you know?
Right. Oh yeah. And that's one thing too. I get that question a lot. Like, how do you not eat all of your product? And I think it's been kind of a journey, to be honest, from when I opened to now. You know, I think I did have that mentality of where, well, I can't have any because you know, I'm in here all day and I'm just going to, so I think it did kind of go from, you know, restricting yourself, which did end up causing me more harm in the end. Cause then you just want all the cookies, mm-hmm. like you said, and your moderation is kind of out the door.
Cause you have to try the stuff that you're making.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And are you ever like chew it and then spit it out?
I have. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I just had to look it up. Can you see who this is?
Yeah.
Giada.
Say her name.
Giada.
Yeah. Giada from, you know, the Food Network. I literally was just watching a special on her and all the things that she would do to, like, she never ate anything that she prepared. And in fact, they were talking about how she had like mouth doubles. So when they would record her television shows, when they would like zoom in on her eating her like pasta or whatever it was she was making, it was someone else's face.
Because oh my God.
It, for her, it was like just to chew it and spit it out. Like that, even there was a fear there of intaking the calories. So I'm wondering if there's, you know, some disturbed, not disturbed, but like disrupted eating patterns or something, you know. Yeah. But oh my gosh, to have like a mouth double to even chew your food.
Oh my God.
So Bobby, when you just said you ever chew it and spit it out, I was like, oh my gosh, I just watched a special on that.
Another one of my questions, because another thing people may not know about Jenna is that she's very fit and into fitness and loves to work out. And so that sometimes seems like a contradictory, you know, thing. But so other than that, you're more sensible, right, about like tasting things and what you're eating, and then you just stay active, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I definitely eat the cookies, but yeah, I try to eat healthy. I try to eat healthy otherwise. And I love working out. Thankfully, you know, it's like my release. So that's pretty easy for me to get in. But yeah, just kind of moderation in all things, in all aspects.
Yeah. Right. I wish you could just like bottle up your whole like, oh, I'll just have a cookie and then I go work out and I'm just anti all that. I literally eat all the cookies and don't go work.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sometimes that is me too.
But if we are talking about like the nutrition aspect of things, I mean, you know, that's not necessarily why we probably had you on, Jenna, but honestly, I think if we, because I do the same things and I like sweets, but if you have something healthy beforehand, you know, like eat the salad or have the vegetable or I don't know, whatever it is, eat that first so that you're a little less hungry. And then you are just naturally going to eat less of the other thing because you're full, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You gotta sneak the healthy stuff in where you can and then enjoy the cookie.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what's the strangest request that you've ever gotten that somebody wanted?
That I really had to think about this one. I haven't had
people turn 40. They're like, oh, I want a cake that's shaped like a pile of poop or so. I don't know why people do that, but you've seen what I'm talking about.
I have done a toilet paper. I did do a toilet paper roll.
Okay.
And with some brown stains, as you can imagine. Sorry. Oh yeah. That was this summer. I'll have to show you a picture of that.
Okay. Wow.
But the strangest request probably was I got a request from like a group of nudists and they wanted sugar cookies. And I was like, I don't have those shaped cutters. Like I'm not sure I can help you. But yeah, that was probably the strangest request I've
but
got.
But you did?
No, I didn't. Well, this was like this, maybe the second year I was open, or maybe it might've even been in the first year. And I was like, should I be doing this? Like, is this going to give my business a weird name? Like,
what is the direction I wanted to be going?
Yeah. What is Yelp going to say about me? You're Yelp. <Yeah.
laughs> I know. I'm like, I don't know if I want to head down this path. But yeah, that was probably the most kind of out there request I've gotten.
Do you put the majority of your creations on your Instagram page or anything? So if people want to on your website?
Yeah, I just updated my website within the past month, so I put some more current ones on there. But Facebook, I try to get them on there too. But yeah, so either one of those, they should be able to scroll through.
Dessertsbydesign.com.
Yep, that's it.
What would you recommend? So most of our followers and listeners, I mean, there's thousands of them, you know, so.
Of course.
I mean, Bobby, we are PB&J influencers, probably just peanut butter and jelly sandwich influencers, really, but
I was going to say, I love the PB&J. That's awesome.
So I'm thinking for like educators right now, like they just need some like down home, maybe baking, feel good stuff. What would you recommend? Like what makes you feel the best? You like sit back and it just kind of makes you feel just good and calm and cared for. And it doesn't, I mean, I'm guessing you dabble into other, not just baking, right? I'm sure like your talents and skills transfer into the kitchen for mealtime things. Like what would you recommend or what do you love the most?
Like recipe, like specific recipes.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. You know, like I was just, I've taught all week long and I just want to treat myself and feel good right now.
My all time favorite even to bake is pie. I think pie is like the ultimate warm or cold, like just feel good, like hearty dessert.
Cause then you can have that in the morning with your coffee for breakfast.
Yes, exactly. Bobby, you read my mind. So pie, that like any type of pastry, like crust, like that just screams like winter, like cozy, like perfect. And then as far as cooking, I do love to cook too. Right now I'm big into like the soups, chili, of course. I mean, it's, you know, it's winter, it's chili time, beef stew, anything that's warm and hearty like that, you know, that's kind of my jam. But, and it's not, it's all things that aren't like pie is not rocket science or super hard to make. So it's, you know, I think people get intimidated by pie crust, which, you know, obviously you can buy pre-made pie crust, so it can be super simple. But it's really, really not scary if you're new to pie. So I would go for the pie.
Yeah. I like that.
And of course, you either have ice cream or whipped cream on top, so you can't go wrong with that either.
Oh, so my go-to is I heat it, and then I put it in a bowl, and I pour milk all over, and I eat it like cereal. Pie cereal.
Oh, another breakfast option.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, I created Oreo cereal before that was even on the shelves. I would like crunch up my Oreo cookies and I'd pour milk and I'd eat it. Now we know, now we know why I have to like play pickleball 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I'm having Oreo cereal.
It's your pre-workout.
That is funny though, to hear all the different ways that people eat stuff. You know, I never would have thought of pouring milk over my pie.
Oh
yeah.
But I get it. I get it.
Yeah. That sounds amazing, actually. We might have to try that.
Yeah. Hey, Jenna, and then one question I had, too, was just, you know, like I said, you started at such a young age. What, I guess, do you have any words of wisdom or anything for people who want to just go big, start something like a business, or do something different than what they've been doing? I mean, you had a lot of support, you know, from your parents and stuff, but, like, that was a big jump. Big
leap. How do people just take that leap and can't follow their gut or their heart?
Yeah. I think you have to, well, you have to do exactly that. Take a leap. Cause it's definitely, you go back and forth in your head all the time. You know, should I really do it? Do I know enough? Do I have a plan? Do I have enough of a plan? So I think you have to just go with your gut and jump all the way in, not like one toe in, another toe, like just jump all the way in. You do need to have a plan, obviously, or somewhat of a plan. But I think in the end, you just have to go for it. Otherwise, even if you kind of dabble, you're never going to fully commit. So you just have to jump all the way in.
Think about 7.5 years later. I mean, all the stuff you've learned. So it's, I mean, it's not like you started and you never made a mistake or you didn't learn anything. I mean, you just have to start. Oh, yeah. You just keep learning along the way. And I mean, people are gracious, I think. And, you know, if you made a little mistake here or there, I mean, obviously you're still going and you
can. It's just their wedding. It's their cake flops. Big deal. Yeah. I mean, they'll probably get divorced anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, not on me. Yeah.
No, you can't.
I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Circle of control, Jenna. That's out of your circle of control. You know, yes. I was just thinking too, is like, there's just some people who are going to list all the reasons why it won't work. You have to be the opposite of that. Like focus on all the reasons why it could work and will work and really like visualize and see yourself succeeding. Cause I know throughout my career, I was told no dozens and dozens of times. And those people drove me crazy. Right. I was just like, stop, Stop coming at me with all the what ifs in such a negative way, and think about all the what ifs if you really make a positive change. You know?
Like a couple weeks ago on one of the Wednesday, the Be Well with Bobby Wednesday videos, that's what my thing was about. It was about, like, you know, all the what ifs when people say, like, what if I fail, you know, right. And but then what if you don't fail, you know, or so you kind of have to look at it like that too. I mean, there's always going to be negative what ifs, but there's many, many more positive what ifs. So,
right. And yet, like, you have to, you know, remember that you obviously will have a ton of the negative things jump in your head. So it is like a constant, you know, you got to constantly remind yourself, like you said, of the possibilities in the positive way mm-hmm. and not in the negative way.
Yeah.
Well, tie this back into like our self-care, you know, theme and what we're trying to do here. Do you want to spend your life taking care of you in a way that fills your cup and brings you joy, or doing something that's not bringing you happiness and makes it hard for you to get out of bed each day? And so right. you may stumble a little bit in the beginning. I think you're a testament to the fact that it's really worth it, you know, to take that chance and take all those necessary steps like you have. And I'm so like proud of you and happy for the success that you have.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I know, like, your whole life, you're like, if I can only live up to Pam Klein's standards.
Well, I was just thinking about it. Do you remember, you were on my senior exit committee interview.
Yeah.
I was just thinking back to, like, the portfolio we had to make. And mine had an apron on the front, and I was going to go, it was just flashback for you.
No, and you know what's so funny is I would never say a name, but I recently crossed paths with someone that sat across from me, and she was going to be a marine biologist, and I was like, oh yeah. let me know how you are 7.5 years later. How's that going? Like, yeah. And as an educator, we're supposed to support, right? And I was just like, you don't even swim. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Well, and good luck.
Reach for those scars. And whatever. All right, well, we're going to wrap things up. But in our newsletter, we'll have a little corner of it that'll have information on Jenna, and she'll probably do a little, you know, few sentence bio and then some information on where you can contact her with questions, or if you're looking for somebody to make your special event even more special. I'm certain that Dream Desserts by Design. We're all smiling because I remembered. Will be just the place that you should look and pick up your phone and give her a jingle. So thank you so much for joining us, Jenna and Bobby, as always. This was a lot of fun. Anything you want to add, Bobby? It's your sister-in-law. So
I would just say, just a reminder, you can't pour from an empty cup. Is that our tagline?
Yeah.
And so you have to keep the cup full and have a little piece of pie with your cup. While you're at
and
it.
Keep that measuring cup full of chocolate and Oreos and all that.
There you go.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. No, thank you, Jenna, for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I am honored to be here.
Absolutely. Okay.